1041. The Mall.
Few minutes for you Shirley Q fans. Have you ever tried to get a personalized license plate, DC?
No, I've never really been into it.
I've never tried either, and I don't know that much about how much it costs or how you do it. Uncle George, I know, has one on his Harley Davidson out in the parking lot.
I have one on the Harley. I have one on my wife's car, and I have one on my Buick.
And what all three of them say? I know the Harley one has something to do with the kid.
Yeah,
right?
Harley says KID 04, kid number four.
Uh-huh.
And then on the Malibu, my wife wanted the last name, but to put the whole last name on it,
Depper,
and the number, I've got a cousin that's got them like 1 through 8, so we left out one of the letters, and she has number 1 on it.
Depper 1.
Yeah.
And
then on the Buick.
Yeah. On your Buick, doesn't it say the Big Depper?
not enough space. But I got the initials of my first name and my wife's first name.
I see.
And then some numbers, and then on the other one, it's George Depper Gang. GDG.
I see. Yeah. Now, imagine applying for a personalized plate and being told, no, you can't have that your plate.
What?
It does happen, because I guess there are laws that you can't have anything offensive or obscene as a personalized plate.
Right. Yeah, there are laws in all 50 states, and I understand the state of Utah can be very strict about it.
We got a man from Utah on the phone, and his name is Dennis Udink. Dennis went to get a personalized plate, and the entire state of Utah said, nope, you can't have it. And he is irate about it, and I don't blame him.
The whole state has rejected Dennis and what he wants to do.
How are you, man?
Good, how are you guys?
All right, I can't believe what they're doing to you in Utah. You may just have to relocate.
I've told that already.
Now, for everybody that is wondering, okay, what did this guy want to put on his plate? It must have been something really, really vulgar.
What was it, Dennis?
It was my last name, Udink.
Udink, how do you spell it?
Udink.
You wanted Udink as your personalized license plate. Why in God's name would Utah say no?
I have no idea, actually. They say they run it through a computer program that determines if anybody could be offended by it. And if it comes back as being red flag, then they have to automatically deny it.
Now, have you ever heard that the name Udink or Dink is offensive to some people? Have you done like a word search or word study on Udink?
No, I haven't. But they, according to this, one of the letters they sent me, one of the definitions came back as a disparaging term to like North Vietnamese that was used back in Vietnam.
Oh, really?
God.
Yeah. So that's
really
what they're claiming.
Pure.
So the war is over.
Oh, the last left for letters.
For Dink?
Dink, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Vietnamese put down?
Yes. That's what the American servicemen called them over in Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
Is that right?
Yes.
Dinks. Oh, see, I didn't know that. I thought they were claiming vulgarity. I didn't know they were claiming a racial slur. Honest to God, and no offense, Dennis, when I heard your name and that Dink was the issue, I thought maybe it is like a slang name for a body part. A male body part was my first thought,
right.
Dink. But it ain't even close to that.
Right.
So, okay, they think it could be taken, if you're Vietnamese, as a racial slur, and so they're telling you you can't have it.
Are you appealing this, Dink?
Yes, I am. I've got a hearing set for October 27th.
Wow, you want this plate, don't you?
Yes, I do. And also, my state senator, my local one...
We read that local state Senator Harry Johnson is supporting you.
Yeah. Anyway, my senator, they had a hearing about it yesterday trying to change the rule that would just allow exceptions in cases.
Well, we're running out of time, Dennis, but
hope you win.
Very interesting.
Yeah, good luck to you, Dink. Udink. Nothing wrong with you, Dink.